Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Yeah, I can shut the door. Sorry. And lock it as well? Yeah, of course. Yes, I got your message. Mrs. Callahan said you wanted to see me at the end of the day. Everything's all right, isn't it? There's not a problem with my portfolio or anything. No. Oh, good. Well, no, I don't know why there would be, but it's the only thing I could think of, cryptic message, locking the door. And you, look a bit unusual, sir. No, not in a bad way, just you look a bit out of character for you. You look all bit nervous, bit jittery, perhaps. Although that's hardly surprising, is it? You drink coffee round the clock, probably so you can stay up at night to do your own artwork. Obviously, teaching here takes up a lot of your time. Oh, that's why you wanted to see me, is it? Your Me help you. I'm flattered, obviously, but I don't know how I'd be of any help to you, sir. What you could possibly need of me, I mean, your work is light years ahead of mine. They're incomparable. Well, no, of course I can take a seat. I'm not rambling. But seriously, if I can help you, I will, obviously. You've been so supportive of me this past term. So anything you need, you can ask. Wow. You want me to model for you? Well, no, it's not that I wouldn't want to. I'm not embarrassed. No, don't look. It's not inappropriate. I don't mind at all. Really, I'm truly honored, but and your portraits are stunning and underappreciated, if you don't mind me saying. You don't charge nearly enough for them, but that's besides the point. I mean, why? Your work is magnificent. Why would you want to paint me? Oh. Well, that's very kind of you to say, sir. No, I believe you believe I'm attractive, sir. It's just one of those things you don't really see it in yourself, do you? I'd love to model for you. I would love the opportunity. Why do you look so taken aback? You look so shocked. Why ask if you thought I was going to say no? No, it's great, and it would be a great thing to put on my CV as well. After all, it's just sitting there for a few hours, being still. I can do that. Though, if you wanted to make a start on it now, I mean, I wish I'd worn something a bit nicer. I've been in this all day, it's all crinkled. If you want, I can go home, get some other outfits. We can maybe do this another day. No, you're... No? Okay, no, fine. You're right, you're right. I'm just being superficial. The clothes don't matter. They aren't of any consequence. Oh. That's not what you meant. The clothes aren't necessary because, in this piece, wouldn't be wearing any. You want me to model nude? Like everything? Like everything, everything off? Well then, no wonder you looked, surprised when I agreed so readily. No, no, I'm not offended. I said it. It's not creepy. It's not weird. I'd still love to model for you. It's only fair, I suppose. Oh, well, I've been drawing you for months. I'm surprised you've not berated me for staring. I mean, I know I'm a diligent student, but no one's that attentive to their teacher. Not just for the love of Rubens or the Pre-Raphaelites. Why have I been drawing you? I guess for the same reason that you've wanted to paint me. I think you're sexy. I've sent myself half mad trying to get the shading in your eyes just right. I think at this point I could sketch your mouth or your hands with my eyes closed. I'm sorry, that's inappropriate. I'm being... So are we doing this now? Are we drawing this now? Just the outline and the palette. All right, is there anywhere I can get changed? Well, I can't get undressed in front of you, can I? There is a difference. There is a difference between, you know, having a towel and being behind a screen and then coming out and doing the pose. Then doing it in front of you, it's stripping, it's embarrassing. You want to see how I move. That's a good line. Does that work on all your other models? All right. Fine. All right. Don't look. Well, fine. You can look a bit, but not much. Only a little bit. Why does it matter how fast I do it? The end result's the same. Fine, I can get undressed slowly. This isn't very fair, you know. If this was equal, you'd be getting undressed too. Solidarity between artist and model. Perhaps I do just want to see you with no clothes on. I'm sick of guessing in my own drawings. Not that I've been drawn... Oh. This isn't how I envisaged my Thursday. It's really not. This is bizarre. No, I don't want to stop. And just, yeah, the underwear. Okay. Ta-da. So, how do you want me to sit, to pose? I'm not blushing. Hey, no, don't be mixing up reds and pinks. I'm not blushing. It's just a bit warm in here. No, they're not hard. It's just... This is very exposing, is all. Don't laugh at me. I thought artists were meant to be these pale, long-suffering, brooding types. Sickly-looking. Thin lips. You're smiling far too much. Okay, lie on the couch. Lie on the couch. Like this. On the side, or would my left or your left? No, hang on. I'm sorry. This is it feels really awkward. Where did you want this arm? You know, I think I actually had it right the first time. If yes, you can position me if you want. I think probably that would be a bit easier. I'm a bit nervous. I'm getting my lefts and rights mixed up. Okay, on my back. Okay. Arm up. Okay. And this leg here. Right. You know, you've been my teacher for over a year. I think this might be the first time you've ever touched me. I like it. Would it be all right if I touched you too? I never thought I'd say it as an artist, but I'm sick of looking at you. Sick of just looking, just having to be satisfied with what my eyes can drink in. What if I just run my hands down your chest? It's one thing, isn't it, for someone to look beautiful, but when they feel beautiful as well. You can touch me a little more if you like. Yes, down my stomach.